Scientists who study Arctic climate say their research will suffer if the Trump administration goes ahead with big budget cuts reportedly under consideration for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And they say the proposed cuts would also hinder meteorologists' ability to forecast weather in Alaska and worldwide. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
President Trump has made it clear he has doubts about climate change, and he's declared he'll reduce non-defense-related federal spending. So recent reports about big cuts under consideration for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, have generated a lot of anxiety among scientists who depend on the agency's satellites to study Arctic climate.
We are quite concerned about the possibility of losing an eye in the sky.
Mark Serez is a senior research scientist with the National Snow and Ice Data Center. He says cuts like those reported last week in the Washington Post would cripple NOAA's satellite climate monitoring program that provide information to the Snow and Ice Data Center and many other research agencies.
Certainly, if there were steep budget cuts, then we and many others would really be hurting.
More importantly, Serez says the cuts reportedly under consideration would hamper research essential to meteorologists, especially those who predict weather in Alaska and offshore.
A lot of other people depend on this information. For example, if you want good weather models, good numerical weather prediction, you need to know what the sea ice cover is doing, where that sea ice is.
Zach Labe is a doctoral student with the University of California Irvine's Department of Earth System Science. He studies Arctic sea ice to, among other things, determine whether it influences weather in the middle latitudes.
Budget cuts to the satellite network will not only affect our climate monitoring, but will also affect weather monitoring.
Labe says the satellites are essential for researchers and weather forecasters here and worldwide.
There in Alaska, there are a lot of locations that don't have radar observations, Doppler radar for weather. Meteorologists in Alaska rely on the satellite network to provide weather forecasts.
But Labe and Serez and other researchers who spoke on background for this story all say it's too soon to worry about budget reductions because the administration hasn't completed its proposed budget for the coming fiscal year. The Post story says NOAA's overall budget would be cut by 17% and that the agency's Office of Oceanic and Atmospheric Research by 26%, and that office's satellite data division would be reduced 22%. An agency spokesman declined Thursday to confirm the numbers or comment on NOAA's budget, and Serez says he thinks Congress wouldn't allow those kinds of cuts.
I strongly feel that what comes out of Congress is going to be quite different than what is proposed.
That's basically how Alaska's senior senator sees it.
Those deep reductions would have a negative impact on not only our nation, but specifically Alaska.
Karina Peterson is a spokeswoman for Senator Lisa Murkowski.
We rely on timely, accurate environmental monitoring and other services from NOAA that help to secure our communities and boost our economy.
Peterson says Murkowski agrees the federal budget needs to be trimmed, but she disagrees with these purported cuts.
Senator Murkowski will absolutely advocate for these programs within NOAA's budget that are key and important to Alaska.
Congressman Don Young spokesman Matt Shukaro says the numbers cited in the Post story and elsewhere are not official. He says once the president sends his proposed budget to Congress, Young will go over it and oppose cuts he believes are harmful to Alaska.
There's been Alaska-specific programs that have fallen under attack in prior years, and the congressman is very good at going to the floor and defending those interests.
The president's expected to send a budget to Congress later in the spring. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.